This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, so first things first, on a Monday morning of a Chiefs game on Monday night, Mac, you got to turn your camera on and show the people your hair.
All right.
Mac got his haircut. Dusty came in and goes, yeah, Mac's got a haircut. I'm like, I swear I saw that the other day. I mean, I swear you had your haircut.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At the other day, and it was like, oh, I saw you Friday afternoon at happy hour, and
yes,
you had the haircut.
Yes.
That's where the haircut came in.
How many inches did we take off?
Quite a bit, dude.
Did you sell it?
I did not.
Oh, you can sell your hair. People will buy that kind of stuff.
It has to be extra long, right?
Oh, no. I mean, yours was pretty long, though.
Pretty long, yeah.
Would you lose a couple inches?
For sure. For sure, a few inches.
Yeah. What do you have it cut for? Is there something coming up that you need to tell the people about while you decided to finally get the locks trimmed a little bit?
No, it's just the cycle. Just got the season. Just got the flow off, and then, you know, a year from now, 6 months from now, it'll all be back, and then we'll do it again in some different ways.
So this is just the process.
This is the process. All right. This is the cycle.
This is the way.
I'll just grow it back.
I won't get it cut.
Yes.
Are you going to go? You got to go with a ponytail when you get that thing back out to the long
little
way.
Little man bun action?
Yeah, I think so. Please, because I'm kind of jealous. I would love to have the man bun going on. Tried to grow it during COVID and tried to grow a mullet during COVID too. It didn't work.
Well, in 8 months, I'll get to you. Yeah. All right. 8 months. Yeah.
So we're talking like August next year.
Yeah, pretty much.
Basically June now. We get to June next year, kind of that lull of the summertime, you know, the World Cup's going on and Max got long
hair
again.
Flow
right.
back. Yes,
all right.
exactly.
I like it. Let's go.
Now, if the Chiefs lose today, that's going to be my fault.
Yes,
I cut
of
the hair.
Course it is. Yes.
I'm going to get some serious
Or the last
text.
Time we were together for a game, the Chiefs lost. It was Super Bowl, so we'll both go down together.
You can both go down in flames on this one.
That's true.
It's nasty out there today, right?
I know.
I mean, like, it's just a misty, nasty type of day tonight. Is it going to be like that tonight for the game, or is it just going to be like that for the early part of the day? Because if you look at that extended forecast, don't do that to yourself. It's going to be a mess out there for the next couple of days. But, I mean, is the game going to be a mess tonight? I feel like the game could be a mess tonight. It could be a slop fest out there at Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah, I don't know. If it's anything like yesterday, then you kind of know what today is going to be. Just a mystified sog pit.
Yeah, and those are the worst ones to sit in, too. You know, I'd rather have the cold than sun or the
100%.
Heat or even the snow at certain points in time. But if you're sitting out in the misty rain, that's just the worst time. That is the worst time to have at a game because it's just nasty. It's just constant rain on you the whole time.
Did anybody on the fantasy show mention your haircut?
No, I don't believe so. Binkley gave me a nice, Binkley loved it.
Sure Binkley did. Yeah. It's filled his weekend. Yeah.
Hey, Mac.
Yeah.
How long was it?
Yeah,
exactly.
I think there's a place called Locks of Love.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been there since 1979.
Did he ask you what you did with the hair after they cut it off?
No, I think he was actually just upset. He was sad that they were gone. Yeah.
All right. Sad?
He was, he'll get over it.
He'll get over it. He'll be fine.
Yeah, it was an honest mistake.
Sorry, bro. Mm-hmm. Forgot to ask you.
Yeah.
Call me John Harbaugh. Yeah, geek. So sometimes sports are kind of special. Yesterday, it's interesting how this could have ever happened, but the Jets game, right? Mm-hmm. We get the notification, maybe not all of us are sick and have notifications on their phone of announcements that happened throughout the day, and we got the announcement yesterday that that Nick Mangold had died at 41 to a kidney disease.
Yeah.
Really, really hit Rex Ryan pretty tough. So we won't do anything to Rex Ryan today. But yeah, it was announced that he had passed away yesterday at the age of 41 with a kidney disease.
Yep.
And interesting why you might start the show off with this sad sort of thing. And I've always had this, you know, knack and reading things beyond what the sports are. And it's awesome at times when you think about, you know, where you are in life, whether it's your mental, whether it's your, you know, physical, whether it's family drama, whether you've lost somebody or whatever, you feel like you're, you know, ready to give up.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of seemed like the Jets mantra the last week, right? We hear all this stuff about, you know, Justin Fields, we're making fun of him because the owner's like, yeah, the coach is fine, but the quarterback sucks. Probably need to move on from him. The whole week they're talking about having Tyrod Taylor play, and all of a sudden, it's like, yeah, Tyrod Taylor can't go. Justin Fields is going to play. Then on Sunday morning, Nick Mangold died, and he died, and he grew up and was born in Centerville, Ohio, which was 45 minutes from Cincinnati's field. And oh, by the way, the Jets would come back in classic fashion and get their first win of the season against Cincinnati yesterday. Yeah. You can't make those things up. They just happened. And this, of course, was Justin Fields after the game.
I'm going to get pretty vulnerable right here, but this week I kind of, you know, I found myself in my closet crying, on the ground, laying down, not because of the hardships, not because of the troubles. I felt like, you know, I was built to handle that and I was put in place to handle this situation. But in that moment when I was talking to my best friend, you know, how hard it was and just, you know, not wavering faith-wise, I just had gotten a text from my sister and my stepmom and it was just an encouraging text on, you know, just keep going and keep spreading the faith. And they just sent me a link on social media. And I tell you guys all the time that I'm not on social media, so I didn't see it. So that was just a, it was just a sign from God for me to keep going, and that, you know, I'm in the right place.
So there you go. Justin Fields completely laying his guard down. Athletes are humans too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes, you know, it's good to see that, even though the situation that merits this sort of emotion isn't always what you want to see. But people go one of two ways when struck with adversity where they don't know what they're going to do. They either continue to go down that deep, dark path and don't try to get help, or, you know, lose faith in whatever they may try to find, or they thrive from this. And 24-16 in the third quarter with 2 minutes left, and even worse than that, 31-16, and the Jets came back and won. And they're not going to be a good team this year. We know that.
Right.
But that's a huge win, and how they can co-op with that and move forward with that, that's big for Aaron Glenn, because that lets him and tell his ownership know that I still have control of this team, even though we are a bad team. I have control of this team, and we'll be okay.
Well, yeah, and they went out and played. I mean, you're right. It was 31-16, and nobody's thinking that the Jets are going to come back and win that football game. But there are those higher beings, you know, those things out there that just happen, and you can't explain it. And the Nick Mangold thing to me is devastating, because 41 years old, that's younger than I am. That's almost your age right now. Mac, you got a couple more years to go before you get there, but it's relatively close to where you are as well. Mm-hmm. And it really was, you know, it hit hard, you know, the other day when he was on Twitter, I guess about 2 weeks ago, saying, I need a kidney, man. Like, does anybody have a kidney? And then 2 weeks later, he's gone. And you see the impact that he's had on so many different people, the raw emotion. You mentioned Rex Ryan. I mean, I don't know that I've ever seen anything like that before, the raw emotion of somebody losing somebody like that on live TV and getting that information as it was going on. But it also remembers you got to slow things down a little bit, too, and stop focusing on the stuff in life that really doesn't matter, guys. Like, and I'm talking to everybody about that. We, as human beings, we always focus on the stuff that we shouldn't really focus on. You know, the stuff that really in the big picture of things doesn't matter. What matters is your family. What matters is your parents, your kids, you know, that unit that you have, that your friends. That's what matters. And we put so much stress and focus on some of the things that don't matter. Like, you know, work at times for a lot of people, right? You prioritize that instead of prioritizing what matters. And when you see something like this happen to Nick Mangold, you try to reset your stuff, right? You try to reset your priorities in life. And we talk about it and we do it. And then 2 days later, we're back to prioritizing and worrying about the things that aren't as magnitudable as your family, as your kids, as your parents, as your loved ones, and as your friends, and is the stuff that really truly matters. And I think when Nick Mangold died yesterday, I just kind of sat back and went, man, you guys know I've been going through it lately. I'm just going to be honest. You know, I've got my kids. They're going through their stuff. They're getting older now. We did our first kind of college visit over the weekend with my oldest daughter. So I really am going through it with that kind of stuff. I'm having a hard time watching my kids grow up and knowing that it's going to be over before, you know, before a blink of an eye. And it really stinks. And I see Nick Mangold at 41 years old. I go, my biggest fear in the world is not walking my daughters down the aisle at their wedding. I can't imagine his kids losing their dad at 41 years old. Like, it just absolutely sucks. And it puts it into perspective of what really does matter. You know, we get caught up in sports. We get caught up in whatever in life. And, oh, man, the Chiefs stink or the Royals stink and all this kind of stuff. That's the recreation stuff. That's the fun stuff. That gets you away from what the realities of life are. And the realities of life are, life's hard, man. And we're all in this thing together, just so everybody knows. Like, nobody's out there on an island alone. We're all in this thing together. And after seeing Nick Mangold pass away yesterday, I hope a lot of people take that to heart and go, man, I'm really going to, you know, kind of change the way I do things and prioritize things, because 41 is just way too, especially for an athlete who's in the best shape you could possibly be in. It sucks, man.
And then they go out there and win.
Mm-hmm.
And Justin Fields mm-hmm. is
yep.
at a point in his life where he's like, man, this sucks. And it's like, man, like, a 41-year-old passed away. It could be a lot worse.
Yep.
And then goes out there and absolutely just shreds.
And that 2-point conversion that they went for no apparent reason whatsoever. Wow. I mean, that could have cost you the game, and you're losing the game, and you're sitting at 0-8. But what's the difference? 0-7, 0-8, you go for it. And they went for it, and they got it by the hair of the ball, too. Just barely across the line, they got it.
Oh.
And they end up winning the game by 1 point. So
divine irony.
Yeah.
The quarterback in despair, and the one we're talking about, didn't even throw the game-winning touchdown, a running back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, yeah, it's weird, man. Mm-hmm. weird how it works. Praise be, man. I'll tell you that. That's all I have to say. But no, you had a good weekend. You had to go to In-N-Out with the daughter.
Yeah,
went to
Colorado, Red Rock. We did. We went to Red Rocks and saw that. Made a mistake of hiking about 1,000 feet up. I'm like, ooh, there's a parking spot. Let's take it. And then altitude later, we're like,
oh yeah.
You know, we didn't realize it was going to be that bad. And I mean, like, you know, neither of us are out of shape or anything like that. So that was a hell of a lot of fun. We got to get to a concert at Red Rocks. I'll just tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be everybody's bucket list place to see a concert. It has to be, right? I mean, even if you've never been there before, it probably needs to be on your bucket list. And that was the first time that I was ever there. I'm like, on the bucket list, I got to go see something here at Red Rocks. And, you know, I think Dave Matthews is kind of like the, you know, the artist that everybody wants to see at Red Rocks. Used to be Jimmy Buffett, rest in peace, and whatnot. But, you know, I think Dave Matthews kind of just fits that vibe really, really well out there at Red Rocks. So, no, it was fun. We went to Boulder, and, I mean, there's no buzz about that football team, guys. And then they went out and lost 53-7. We kind of snuck into the stadium.
And their head coach is picking up pylons from their defensive coordinator who kicks them over. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get
What is that? Warren Sapp's an idiot. Like, did you see the way he was dressed before the game, too?
Yeah.
Like, he was going to go out there and play. He had his headsets on and his warm-ups. Like he was ready to go out there and play, and he's kicking down pylons like a child, and then Deion Sanders is behind him picking up the pylons. 53-7 they lost. And like
Utah.
I said, there was no buzz on campus that there was even a football game that night. Everybody's in their Halloween costumes. Since I took my daughter around the fraternities and sororities, she goes, I think I could do this. I'm like,
Yeah. I bet you could.
I think you can go ahead and do something like that. So I looked into the stadium, right? And I looked at all the retired names that they had. I did not see Shador Sanders up there with the rest of the team. Now, I couldn't get a view of the entire stadium, but it was one side of the stadium. It had about 12, 15 different names on it. Eric Bieniemy's names up there and some of the greats, you know, that played at Colorado. I did not see Shador Sanders on there. Now, I don't know if there's a different Ring of Honor and they put him on the scoreboard or something like that, but I purposely went and looked at every name 3 or 4 times just to make sure. Again, I didn't have a great view of the stadium. I was looking through a kind of an entryway type thing. You know, they had a gate up, but I didn't see Shador's name out there right now. But that thing in Colorado, man, that thing appears done, doesn't it?
That dissipated quickly.
Fast. Fast that dissipated, man.
Damn it. I really liked it.
But I will say this. He got me back into college football. So it's not a bad thing, right? Both things can be true. His time may be done at Colorado, and it may not ever happen anywhere else. But he also got me back into college football over the last couple of years. And I like that because I don't think I would be back in as much as I have been over the last few years if Deion didn't come back in and give me that kind of intriguing storyline to walk through the door.
Right. I mean, Deion can get you back into college football. Brian Kelly.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you see that he got a call from UCLA? Because they have a vacancy. And he called him back and left a voicemail.
Bruh, just drop in, just ride the barrel and get pitted. So pitted.
Brian Kelly fired at LSU. We'll get into more of that later on today. Coming up on the other side, what's more impressive? Plus, we get into our overreaction on Monday at 6:30. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Here's traffic, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Brought to you by Gann Asphalt and Concrete. One contractor, all things parking lot. On the Missouri side, 35 southbound from Missouri 152 into downtown is a 12-minute trip. Kansas side, 35 northbound trip from Olathe into downtown is 20 minutes. The world's coming to Kansas City, and 2026 is your parking lot ready. Faded lines, potholes, unsafe sidewalks. Gann Asphalt and Concrete is your winning team. One contractor, all things parking lot. Visit GannAsphalt.com today. Alan Carr, 96.5 The Fan, traffic.
Rolling along on this wonderful Monday because there is a football game being played tonight at Arrowhead Stadium. Chiefs, Commanders, 7 p.m.
Woo!
It's Eric Fisher banging the drum tonight.
Nice!
Big Fish.
I love it.
Big Fish. So, should be fun tonight. Mitch got us all hyped up on Friday about what they're going to do for Military Appreciation.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
big thing there. Are you going to go to the game?
No, tonight. We don't do Sunday and Monday night games.
Okay. I'm just checking.
A little bit much for us there, Dustman. I'll tell you, be honest with you. So
okay. I just didn't know.
No,
Especially with Marcus Mariota.
Yep.
I doubt that really moves the needle too much. Which again, you're playing another team that doesn't have their starting quarterback or injuries related to their team in crucial spots. So I ask, what's more impressive to do is play a team that's not fully healthy. What's more impressive to watch or see thrive, the offense or the defense? I think this weekend or this week in this Monday night game, with their quarterback being out, and I know Marcus Mariota is going to be able to hold things together in a spot start. He's done that before this year. But you would think that your defense will be up a gear, kind of have a little bit more because how they will say the terminology or the cliche that, the sharks see blood in the water, they tend to get it more aggressive.
Right.
You see that there's a quarterback that is a backup. You know he's not the starter for multiple reasons. So what do? You kind of stir it up a little bit more. You see the blood in the water. You are the Sharks on the defensive line. Or if you're the offense and you're going to get the ball more often, do you want to see that offense continue to thrive and put up 30 and just be like, hey, here's the deal. You can say the Colts aren't playing anybody and they're 6-1 or 7-1, whatever the hell they are, just point differential. You look at it, you're like, they might be playing the Titans, but they blew the Titans out.
That's right.
Hey, yep. They're playing the, whatever, but they blew that team out.
Correct.
And, a lot of people were upset that I said it's okay to be humble with this team right now because you have really played decimated teams, but you beat the Raiders 31-0. You beat Detroit 30-17. Like, that offense only put up 17 points against your defense. That's why I bring up the question, what's more impressive when you see a team like the Chiefs play a team like Detroit, who's defense was completely beat up and battered, but you put up 30, or the fact that your defense, their offense was healthy, and you held them to 17, whereas the Raiders, you just shut them out, and you look at Baltimore, that's a bad team. They had Lamar Jackson for most of that game. They still only put up 20. Your defense was impressive. So tonight, do you want to see that offense kind of impress you, or do you kind of want to be like, you know what? We're getting ready to play the Bills, who know how to run the ball, the Colts, who, by God, they know how to run the ball, and Denver knows how to run the ball, and this is kind of like a preempt to, like, is our defensive line and is this defense really ready to get out there? Because I think this game is going to be easily won by the Kansas City Chiefs. Maybe I'm, jinxing it too much, but I think this is just another one of those appetizer-type meals, and the main course is on the way, and that main course is Buffalo, Denver, Indianapolis.
Yeah, and those are kind of your next three after this, and you can't be looking forward to that if you're the Chiefs. Like, we talk about trap games all the time, right?
They don't exist, Bob.
You know, I know they don't exist. I don't think they exist with a team like the Chiefs right now. Like, I think their trap game was Jacksonville, and I think we saw what happened when you have kind of one of those trap games and you're looking forward to the next game on your schedule, because the next game after Jacksonville was who? Detroit, right? That was the big game on your schedule. What's the next big game on your schedule? You got Buffalo next week, right? And we all just saw Buffalo beat Carolina 40-3 or whatever the hell the score was, in that game. And the first thing I see about Buffalo is from their website guy saying, well, the win wasn't as good as it, looks on paper and all that kind of stuff. There's still a lot of problems in Buffalo.
I thought the same thing. I watched that whole game. So did I agree.
You? Okay. Yeah. Yes. So that was from Vic Carucci, who's covered the Buffalo Bills for 1,000 years and has been at NFL.com. And one of those guys that's been around, he says that I kind of like, okay, I'm going to take him a little bit seriously.
But
right.
Two of their touchdowns, like 50 plus runs by Dalvin Cook.
They were. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah, huge runs. But to answer your question, Dusty, for me, it's always going to be defense. I've always been a defensive first guy. I think offense is fun, but defense is where you ultimately, beat the hell out of somebody else, and you have the opportunity to do that. And I love when a defense goes out there and absolutely wrecks a game plan. It's fun. And, just kind of watching the games yesterday, because, look, it was raining and nobody else had anything to do and we weren't playing, so you had an opportunity to kind of see the league if you wanted to yesterday. It's becoming increasingly, I use the air quotes, easier to move the ball on offense now. These drives are basically all starting at the 35-yard line because people are kicking it into the end zone, and we still haven't figured out, the landing zone and how to properly do all this kind of stuff to give yourself an advantage. So most teams are on a 65-yard field now, and it's at such a disadvantage to the defense that when your defense does get a big-time stop, that's awesome, because now offensively you essentially need two decent plays to get into field goal range, and it's made it a lot easier, I think, for teams to score in the NFL. And that's why I see, you know, the Chiefs, they give up 17, they give up zero, they give up, you know, 20, they give up nine. I'm like, that's the impressive thing right now when your defense can hold down some of these other offenses. And I think it's good that Marcus Mariota is the starting quarterback tonight and not a backup that we never heard of before. You know, you bring that pitcher up from the minor leagues. What does that guy do? Twirls a two-hit shutout against the Royals, right? You know who Marcus Mariota is. He's a quote-unquote brand name quarterback. He's not Pat White or somebody that you've never heard of before that's getting rolled out there, and he's got an opportunity with that name brand to make you play a little bit more. So I'm hoping the defense continues to do what they've done over the last 12, 14, 15 quarters or whatever, and that's just put their foot in the ground and say, you're not scoring on us today.
Yeah, you know, I think you're right, Bob. Like, you are logical. You are grounded in this take, but I'm going to be selfish and the young kid and say, yeah, give me the points. Give
yeah,
the
explosiveness. It's more exciting. Yeah, no question. It's more exciting.
It's more
yeah.
exciting. It's more fun, but yeah. you're right. Long term.
We save more at Hy-Vee when they score points,
hell
too. And,
yes.
and that's the big thing. I mean, let's talk about that. 35 points is 35 cents a gallon times 20 gallons. You're talking $7 a tank. Let's go.
Let's go. Come on. But long term, absolutely. You're right. Like, defense still wins championships, as cliche as that is.
Yep.
What's going to matter is, yes, the Chiefs are going to be able to put up their touchdowns in the playoffs, but what's going to matter is Spags going to be able to drop the blitzes against the Josh Allens, the Daniel Jones, and Jonathan Taylors. Like, that's what's really going to matter. But tonight, yeah, give me Rice 100 yards, Kelce 2 touchdowns. Give me that.
Yeah, you're looking for that kind of thing. Yeah, the offense is sexy. I mean, it really
oh,
is.
Are.
But
yes.
the defense gets the job done, mm-hmm. right? It's like, you know that when they come up with a big play on third down and teams are leaving the field sometimes now on third downs, it's pretty much been a four-down league. Again, another reason why the defense is so sexy. Everybody's going for it on fourth down once you get past midfield now. So it's not a three and out anymore. It's now four and outs that you're having to go out there and shut down. And I think the Chiefs, man, you continue to stop four and outs, you're gonna win a lot of football games doing it that way.
I think tonight I want to watch this team offensively thrive. And I don't think that's like a selfish reason because I want to see points, but we've only seen one game, literally 40% of the snaps of Rashee Rice playing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would love to see that gel more.
Yeah.
I want to see what this team looks like with adversity still on the offensive line because I do not believe that this entire offensive line will stay healthy for the entire year. Trey Smith, doubtful tonight with the back injury. Josh Simmons still out, but we got some news on that. I believe after the bye is when we can expect him to come back to this team. A
couple weeks, they said, which kind of lines up for after the bye, but who knows?
Or yeah. maybe he just completely wins the fan base completely over and goes full over WWE and goes, I'll be there in Buffalo. And
right.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, dear Lord. But I want to see this offense kind of have a little bit of a hiccup in adversity because Mitch had talked about their defensive line and how they'll stunt and move around and try to make things confusing. And I think we'll have Caliendo at right guard tonight. I think you'll have Juwan Taylor at, or not Juwan Taylor, he'll be right tackle, but I think you'll have Jalen Moore at left yep. tackle tonight again. And again, we'll see like how this team can hold up because this is a game that I think you should win. You probably will win, but you, again, we only got to see Rashee Rice for 40% of the snaps that the offense played. Now, again,
looked like a lot more than that. You're right. Stunning me with that number, quite honestly.
And still had what was it like 10 targets?
10 targets,
yeah, 10 targets,
like seven
yeah.
or eight catches, mm-hmm. two touchdowns.
How many catches?
Seven or eight.
Six, seven.
He did say six, seven. That's done, by the way. We're out of that.
Okay.
And adults are dressing like that for Halloween. We're done.
Yeah. So I would love to see, because that's the one thing that I think if you pull back the lens a little bit, there's one thing I trust probably more than anything else on this team, and that is Spags being ready on defense. Like, I trust that
yep.
because it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's not really a lot of injury there. The players that he wants, the players that he needs. Now, I know that Lott's been ruled out for the season, obviously, but he was a rookie. But Jones, McDuffie, Bolton, Chanel, Tranquil, all those guys are still there. Can he make this quarterback look lost? Now, let me see the offense kind of get into a rhythm, because if they go out there tonight and they win this game, let's say 36-14, and all of a sudden tomorrow morning, everyone's going to say, yeah, the Chiefs are 5-3 and they're, you know, tied for second in their own division, but that offense is clicking. It's clearly there 2 weeks in a row. Yeah, they played the Raiders. Yeah, they played the Washington, but look, they're ready for Buffalo. And can Buffalo's defense stop this offense? Because we know and we believe that Spags will always find a way to find your person and take them out of the game, whether that hurts you or not. Super Bowl took out Saquon Barkley.
Right.
Jalen Hurts stepped up in a big way, but you're going to play James Cook, not James Cook, Dalvin Cook's brother.
James Cook.
James Cook's going to be the running back you play next.
Yep.
Then you're going to play this Harvey kid. who looked really good.
He had three touchdowns yesterday.
Dallas's defense.
Boy, Dallas's defense, they could use an edge rusher.
Right. Yeah. Or a secondary member, because they were about like three to almost four yesterday. And then you're going to get big bad Jonathan Taylor. Yep. So I want to see this defensive line also kind of, but I know it'll probably be ready for that. But my most important thing that I want to watch tonight is how this offense looks again with everybody back, with 5-4-1 out there doing their thing, and Patrick Mahomes being a kid in a candy store going, Oh, Travis Kelce's my fourth option now.
So, I guess maybe I'm arrogant by saying this, but I just know the offense is going to be there. Like, I'm back to, and I hate to say this because I know it's going to piss a lot of people off that, you know, maybe listening that aren't Chiefs fans. I'm back to where we were in like 2020, 2021, where this offense is just going to go out there and you know they're good for 28 points. Like, you are, and I used to say this back in the day when this team was turning and burning, you're down 28-0 before you step on the field to the Chiefs, because you got to imagine they're going to score 28 points, right? Can you score 29? Can you score 30? Do you have faith in whoever's next on the schedule after tonight or the next night or the next night that they're going to be able to score a minimum of 29 points? Because you're already down 28-0. And if you don't think that's the real deal, then you're mistaken, because this team will score four touchdowns a game. So how do these other teams combat being down 28-0 essentially to start the game? Do you have faith that Washington can score 29 or more? Do you have faith that Buffalo can score 29 or more? Denver can score 29 or more, whoever the case may be, right? Do you have that kind of faith? So essentially, you're asking the opponent to go out there and say, at a bare minimum, we need to score four touchdowns and get a field goal to have an opportunity. That's five possessions that we have to score on. We get about nine a game. Start doing the math, right? That's how the Chiefs have this advantage, because their offense now is so good that you're basically putting people in a 28-0 hole to start the game and saying, you're going to have to score 30 if you want to beat us. And that's very rare to do against this defense right now.
I also want to see how they do on fourth downs. Because this is a team, I think, that you can
offensively take advantage, or defensively?
Offensively. Like, if it's fourth and three from the 44, like, yeah, you can kick the field goal, but, like, you're probably going to go for it a lot on fourth down against Buffalo, Indianapolis, and Denver.
Yes, you are.
And can you run those plays that are crisp and bread and butterish type of plays against the Washington Commanders, who are a less superior team than you?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you could polish that up as well when it comes to the offensive side of things. But, Mac, your name's first on overreactions, and I'm so glad you listened to your boy when he was plus 1,200 for MVP.
Plus 1,200, and I haven't checked it since Friday, but my God,
I'll
bet
check it for you. While
is it minus money now?
It might be. Victor Wembanyama right now, 21 years old. He's averaging 33 points a game, 13 rebounds, 1.7 steals, 6 blocks a game.
He's averaging 6. How many games the season are we?
Three.
Yeah, he's had...
So what, though?
He's had a 4-block game, a 6-block game, and like a 9-block game.
I'm more impressed by the blocks than I am the points, the rebounds, or anything like that. You know how hard it is to block a shot in the NBA? And he's getting 9, crazy. And he's averaging 6 a game. That's nuts.
He blocked Zion Williamson the other night 7 times. what was it?
You want to know what it is? Yeah. Okay, so SGA is plus 200 to win MVP. Second is Wembanyama at plus 275.
And it's going to keep dropping. What we are watching, it is we are not giving it enough credit. We are not excited enough about this.
Are the Spurs good enough to get him the MVP?
They may not have to be. He could just be good enough.
Yeah, he's the best player in the league right now. Yeah. They're going to make the playoffs, I think. They're a really good team. Dylan Harper, Ron's son.
Yeah.
I forgot what the exact stat was, but first rookie to have like 25-5 and 0 turnovers. Really good looking point guard right now. Victor Wembanyama just became the first player this century with 100 plus points and 18 plus blocks in a 3-game span. He's clearly been the best player in the NBA so far this season. Like, honestly, it's like watching something I've never seen before. It's like watching an alien. It's a video game. This is not a human being. I mean, he's stronger, he's better, he knows his body. I just can't wait to keep watching this guy get better. He's 21.
Yeah.
Can he bring it back? Can he bring it back? Because they're going through some tough times at NBA right now.
They really are, man.
Yep. Boy, it's going to be fun to watch the Olympics in a couple years when he's playing for Team France.
Oh, yeah. Who's going to guard him for the Americans?
I have no idea.
Cooper?
We don't have anyone right now.
Because what you would say, the four best players in the NBA are non-Americans? SGA, Jokic, Wembanyama, Luka?
Luka. 100%.
boy, have the 100%. Tables turned.
Yeah, they really have. I mean, that's why you see the NBA draft and you're like, I don't know any of these folks. And I was reading something the other day that was like, how can the NBA get better? And one of the things was like, embrace college basketball more, man. Like, because
hell yeah.
But you know what? The American public hasn't embraced college basketball at
and
all.
And every athlete you just named did not play college
Exactly. And they're going out there and they're dominating in the NBA. Why would I want to embrace college basketball more when the best players, you know, the future players, best future players of this league are not playing college basketball at this point in time. They're playing overseas.
And you could say that, what, the fifth best player is still not America. You could say it's Giannis.
Yeah, Giannis. Yeah. I think the best American, Jason Tatum, he's not playing. That would probably be the best.
But current players.
Current players.
But Jason Tatum isn't considered a current player at this
Cooper,
point in time.
The American flag.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Yeah. Steph Curry, I don't know who it would be.
Yeah, I mean, Steph 10 years ago, LeBron 10 years ago, you know. Like,
all the Americans.
All the Americans are kind of moving out, man.
Mm-hmm. Ant. I don't know if he's up there.
Ant, yep, for sure. He would be up there. He's one of the hopefuls.
Yeah. But he's on the tail end of his career.
37, yeah. I mean,
like, his days are done.
So before you get into your overreaction, audio for why you were about to go off.
What was going through your mind during the tush push where it looked like you forced a fumble?
Man. I don't know. Honestly, when it comes to that play and what happened, I feel like, you know, the refs, they got a kind of a hard job because they don't know when to stop it. You know, and I think it's tough on defense, obviously, because it's like you stop the first surge, the ref don't blow the whistle. You get the ball out and you take it. Now, all of a sudden, it's, you know, whatever you said, the forward progress. So at the end of the day, you just got to keep playing, man. Try to keep giving it your best and live with the results.
What was their explanation to you, at least? Did you ask him?
He said they called the forward progress before he reached the ball out. So sounds like some bullshit to me, but
you didn't hear a whistle, right?
That's the hard part about the tush push. Sorry. I mean, that was a great call by the ref.
You're still getting fined, Tibbs. Still getting those Kenny on Tibio there for the New York Giants defensive lineman.
Yeah, that's good. The tush push now, can we officially bag it? Now it didn't happen against the Chiefs. It happened against the bad Giants team. They couldn't officiate the thing yesterday. It was brutal yesterday.
Fox is going nuts, too.
What's that?
The broadcast is going nuts.
But I mean, Tom Brady criticizing the officials. I mean, you know, he's out there criticizing them. Blandino's ripping them. The halftime show. And Fox was destroying the officials yesterday. It was a bad day in Philadelphia. They got a lot of calls wrong yesterday. They called an offensive pass interference on the Giants. Meanwhile, his shirt's getting pulled by the Eagles. Like, people say this league is rigged for the Kansas City Chiefs when it comes to the officials. Yesterday's game, days after these gambling allegations, watching the referees in that Philadelphia-New York game. See, this is what I was talking about, Mac. This is the subconscious coming out now. Anytime we see a bad call, anytime we see a bad day from a player, we're immediately going to think these folks are on the take. A terrible game yesterday for those officials, and I'm sure they will be reprimanded for it, for the way that they performed yesterday, because they were as bad as the Giants were yesterday in that game. Awful calls across the board. But after this, we've got to get rid of this tush push. Again, it's not because people can't stop it. It's because we don't know how to officiate this play. And that was a clear fumble yesterday by Jalen Hurts. Giants should have had the ball. Maybe that changes the outcome of that game. They're just wildly blowing whistles, guessing where it is, missing false starts. This play has now become a detriment to the game, and it's affecting outcomes of the game. And it's technically, by the letter of the law, an illegal play because everybody's jumping, and then we're getting turnovers, and they're not even counting it on the tush push. That play is a nuisance to the National Football League and needs to go.
Speaking of needing to go, my overreaction, if I can do this in 30 seconds, pretty much my life. Zach Taylor should be fired before we get off the air today at 10 o'clock.
I don't think that's an overreaction.
That's a top three loss in your franchise's history. Mm. You decided to write the ship with Jake Browning for a couple weeks where you could have went and got Flacco, I think, very easily because you did it very easily.
Yeah.
You lost that game completely. I know your defense is bad, but you had a 16-point lead with fourth quarter to go, and you lost that game to Justin Fields and the Jets. Yes, riding on a lot of, you know, hope, faith, and vulnerability, but they still beat you. You blew that game. You might have just blown your season away. You were supposed to hold par until you can get Joe Burrow back. You decided to take Jake Browning with you for a couple of games. You decided to hold that down together. You got to go. That's a tough, terrible, brutal loss in your franchise's history. And it was at home in front of the entire crowd who was ready to absolutely boo you out of Cincinnati yesterday. So Zach Taylor should be fired before 10 a.m. today.
I don't disagree. In my opinion. Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
Get him
take,
away
yeah.
from Joe Burrow.
I mean, you lost to the Jets. That's all you need to say, right? I mean, Brian Kelly got fired yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. College coaches are getting fired like it's nobody's business.
Can't tee it up any better than that. We'll discuss on the other side here. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Creed Humphrey, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
In on a Monday, Chiefs play tonight against those Washington Commanders. Have fun going out there. Always got to love a good Monday night football game.
Hopefully this game can save the league a little bit from what we saw yesterday, because as Mac, you mentioned during the break, mm-hmm. there were not a lot of games that were in doubt at all yesterday, other than that, obviously, the Jets and Bengals game yesterday, the late slate of games yesterday, that was blowout city, guys. And then the nighttime game, I went to bed at halftime of that one, but that ended up being, you know, a 10-point mm-hmm. win. I think it's really cool that Pittsburgh lost that game last night for obvious reasons, the AFC type thing. But now when Aaron Rodgers retires in Green Bay, he says, well, if you can't beat him, join him. And so it's the only team that he can't beat and has never beaten in the NFL. So now he can retire as a Packer. And that better be the opening line of his press conference.
He would have been the fifth quarterback to have beaten every team in the NFL.
That's nuts, right?
Crazy.
Brady, yeah. Manning, Rodgers would have been the fifth. Okay, so let's see if we can name the four. Brady, Manning. Got to be Drew Brees.
Flacco's probably on that list. You know, like you have to think of these guys that played
Montana.
But less teams. So are we counting Joe Montana, right? Because there were not 32 teams when Joe Montana was playing. So because
Brees had to have done it.
I would think he's probably
everybody
on that
San
list.
Diego,
what about Favre? Favre maybe on that list?
Philip Rivers.
That's what I was going to say. What about, did he ever beat the Chargers though?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to think about it. But
go ahead.
I'm just saying he played enough years without.
Yeah. You're 100% right. Yeah. I was going to say Philip Rivers, and that was the next name that I had, because there's not many that you could look at that had the ability to play everybody, first of all, and then have the ability to beat everybody and probably play everybody, I don't know, a couple of times, because, you know, if you play him once and you don't beat him, you play him again, you get that opportunity, obviously. But,
Rivers.
It's not Rivers. No. Yeah. Who is it?
Brady, Manning, Favre, Brees.
There it is.
That's it, huh? Mm-hmm. Brady, Manning, Favre, and Brees.
Yep. And pretty good list.
Yeah. That's a list I don't want to see Mahomes on.
Yeah.
But probably. You had that stat, though, during the break. That's pretty insane this week.
Yeah, no games were decided by single digits yesterday besides Jets-Bengals, which is the – so if Chiefs win by 10 or more points today, it'll be the first week since 1970 that only one NFL game was decided by single digits.
Isn't that nuts?
So come on, Chiefs, don't break this streak. Let's go. Yeah.
And in a league that touts parity, ladies and gentlemen, no close games.
And according to this weekend, no streaks were broken because K-State won and the light bulb went off in Kansas.
Yeah, it is. Lance Lightbulb may be under a light bulb right now, right?
How long were you in the garage when that name kicked in? Or were you jet lagged from Denver from your hour and 7-minute flight?
That's what it was. It was a long day. We took two flights in one day and came back. And I'm sitting there, on the plane, just kind of thinking and looking at that game. Twice now, the Jayhawks in 2 weeks have lost 42-17 in back-to-back weeks, right? Ouch. What'd you say? That's 84-34 or something like that? 84-34. They've been outscored. And that was a K-State team that was coming in wounded. Like, if you weren't going to beat K-State then, when were you going to beat K-State? And I saw a tweet about this the other day, and I don't want to believe this, but it's a really, really, really good tweet, because now in the day of NIL, as we just saw in Louisiana, guys, when you fake an accent and don't win games, you're gone. People are not waiting around anymore. And somebody responded to a tweet that I had about KU and said, unfortunately, there's nothing they can do. There isn't a coach better than LL coming to KU. Reality is KU is just not a good job or program. And I saw that. I'm like, I don't want to believe that, right? I don't want to believe that this is where they are and they may not be able to get over that hump. But this is where we are, and they may not be able to get over that hump right now. And I think, and I'm not calling for this gentleman to be fired over there, at KU or anything like that, but it does speed up the clock with the NIL and watching everything that's going on. There's a lot of money now that's being invested into these college football programs legally. And if you're not going to win, why are people going to continue to pour money into these programs? Eventually, it's going, I would think, to run out unless you get some sort of ancillary ways to generate revenue. If the team continues to lose, the donors are going to close their purses up and not write checks anymore. And then all of a sudden that NIL money's not going to be there right now. So I think the game has changed. You have got to win almost immediately now in college sports if you want to keep your job. And so they got trounced by K-State. I mean, it was 21-3 or whatever it was before we got the rental car on Sunday. Yep. Or Saturday.
Yeah, they get blown out in the second half, that's for sure.
Man.
I think it was, what, 21-14 at halftime, I think?
It was. It was close at halftime, but this is the second time now in 2 weeks.
And then you scored 3 points in the rest of the half at home.
Yep.
Got absolutely blasted. Mm-hmm. And Gold was right. Rob Collins was wrong. The over hit in that game.
Yeah.
56.5, 42-17.
There we go.
59. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's tough. It's also a tough situation for K-State. Like, sometimes wins can't always be great.
Right.
Now what do you do with Klieman? Are you like, this is our guy, I guess. I mean, we beat Kansas. All right, cool. But, like, from what we have been told from Mackenzie Nelson, who's a K-State grad, and from people that are around the school that have talked about this, like, they kind of don't want to see one of theirs go somewhere else and be fruitful.
Right.
Right? Like, you'd be like, man, we could have Colin Klein. Could have been the next young, hip coach. Because I can tell you this much. If he goes to Oklahoma State and he's successful, he'll never go back to Kansas State. He'll go beyond.
Right.
And you're going to be like, all right, but, like, is Klein going to do this again? So kind of a, I don't know, kind of a 50-50, you know, six in one hand, half a dozen the other sort of situation for K-State where you're like, all right, maybe – because, like, if you have that sort of energy against every team like you had towards Kansas – maybe you're not in this situation, right? Maybe you're not, you know, looking down the back end of the Big 12 that you could be competitive in. Right. I mean, obviously, Texas Tech would have been a tough hill to climb. But again, they looked great against Kansas. And everybody, I think, in Manhattan was probably going, where was this all year?
Yeah.
Where's been this sort of, you know, energy? And it's like you go to Deion Branch. Hey, if you had that energy at the end of the game where you wanted to fire everybody and you did it in the middle of the game, maybe you'd have had a better outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio State last year, if you'd had that during Michigan, maybe you'd had it. And then what happened? You won the whole thing.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
I don't know. I mean, I want to say that Manhattan's probably okay with Klieman.
Mm-hmm.
I would guess. I don't know, though. I don't know the vibe. Text line 913-586-7965. You know, this is your home for the Wildcats, and I wonder how you are feeling in Manhattan today after that. You know, because that's a huge, that's box number one you check.
Right.
Obviously, Big 12, win the Big 12, but also beat Kansas. You've done it now 17 years in a row.
Right. I mean, that's a long time, man. My kids haven't even been alive long enough to see Kansas last time they beat Kansas State.
Wow.
I will say this.
Mac was 10.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the last time Kansas beat Kansas State, you were in elementary school running around Leewood Elementary, right? Miss Robinson chasing you around. Maybe there's a nice teacher there for Alex because we heard that Dana tried to block that the other day.
Hello, America.
You know, are we talking about that on the show this morning, Mac? Are we talking about how Dana tried to, you know, block Alex from getting his date?
Oh,
did she?
Dana Wright did?
Oh, yeah.
What the hell?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Big to-dos. Big to-dos.
What did she do? Go up and talk to the lady like she was Brian Kelly?
It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family.
Oh.
And we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana.
The decision that came about after spending time with my family.
I'm here with my family.
Time with my family.
My family.
Time with my family.
My family.
I mean, that was going around yesterday, and I couldn't watch it. Yeah, you know how it is. Like, you watch stuff, and it's cringe, and you're just like, I can't look at that or anything like that.
Yeah.
Like Scataboo's ankle yesterday that they, you know, wanted to show everybody 27 times on social media. But like that, I couldn't watch that thing yesterday. I will say this about K-State. If you had your mind made up that you were moving on from Klieman, a win against Kansas doesn't change that. You've won 17 straight of these things, right? That guy, Ron Rivera, Franklin, or whoever was that coach for a hot minute, Kansas State, I think beat Kansas as well, and they still fight Ron Franklin. What was that guy's name? Ron Francis? Was that the K-State coach? Ron Francis? Was that the guy's name?
No.
I think it
was Ron Prince.
Ron Prince. That's what it was. Ron Prince. I think he even beat Kansas, right? So you have to move on. Like, if you had your mind made up, you've got to continue. You've got to be convicted to that you were going to make a change. You can't let a win against Kansas blind you. Otherwise, you get Romeo Crennel for a year.
It's probably cases on both sides. You could make if you're making the case for Klieman, you're like, okay, well, he's had success here, and you look at the loss, it's like, okay, close loss in Ireland by 3 to Iowa State, close loss to Army, close loss to Air. Like, all these are one possession, 1 point loss to Baylor. Here's the deal. They play Texas Tech next week. Mm. If they get rocked, then it maybe should be done.
Yeah.
They need to stand up and at least look competent against the best team in the Big 12. Because mm-hmm. if you can't do that, then what's the future?
Yeah. Right. Brian Kelly's going to get $54 million now to not coach. The total, guys, it is worth it for them.
After what he did to his quarterback this last week, he can get bent.
He sucks. He really does.
His quarterback said, don't look back at me. You're uncoachable.
Yeah. I mean,
get bent.
Get the hell out of here. You know, you don't have to worry about coaching, pal. Because, you know, I mean, and then all the stuff that went on at Notre Dame with him. So they've now spent college football $169 million to pay coaches to not coach. Do you realize that only 14 MLB rosters made more money than that this past year?
Yeah. I mean, when you have a surplus of money and you can use it, why not?
I mean, that's why I don't understand these people who write checks to the university. It is the biggest waste of money that anybody has ever spent. You're paying $54 million for a coach to go away. That's just him. You got assistants mm-hmm. to pay to go away, and then you have to hire new people. You're talking probably about a $75 million bill right now because you're changing that entire coaching staff. People that give money to the college athletics, you're wasting your cash, man. There's no bigger waste of money on planet Earth than writing checks to college athletic departments, because all they're using that money for is to send people away. $54 million? Who can feel good about writing a check to LSU to see them spend $54 million to send in one guy out the door?
Oh, I bet there's a lot of people happy out there in LSU today.
Well, for sure. They just got done paying Ed Ogeron.
I know. I don't understand this pork barrel spending that we have in college athletics. It is such a waste of money. There's so many more deserving things and people that can use that cash.
Dog shelters.
A guy like Brian Kelly out there getting $54 million for being a douchebag.
Speaking of him being a D-bag, one of Brian Kelly's first moves at LSU was firing Tommy Moffitt, the legendary strength coach who was part of all three LSU titles this century. Tommy Moffitt is now the strength coach at Texas A&M.
Let's go.
This was the second year in a row A&M is absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bullied LSU.
Yep.
And that comes from Aaron Torres on X.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, stick that in your pipe and smoke it, family. You can't play scared. Mitch Holt has said it's spooky season, but hey, I want to tell you, you can't play scared. We dive into it next as it's a Chiefs game day here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Chris Jones, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.